do that, but we could have news on that tomorrow.
We're going to send Clay home to drink some tea with honey, and we'll be back with all of you tomorrow.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
You don't just vote in November, you vote every single month with the money you spend and the companies you spend it with. Consider your cell phone provider and the bill you're paying each month. Your money supports the candidates and issues that they donate to. Leftist politicians pushing leftist agendas.
But there's a solution, Pure Talk. Get your cell phone service from Pure Talk. They use the exact same towers, the exact same 5G network as one of those companies, but with the peace of mind, you're supporting a veteran-run business with employees all here in the U.S. Just a couple of reasons we're proud customers.
And this is one lower monthly bill you can be proud to pay. It may likely be half of what your current cell phone bill is. The average family on a plan saves over $800 a year.
So from your cell phone, dial #250, say Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Pure Talk.
Simply smarter wireless. That's Pure Talk.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
If you've ever ordered food for work, you understand. It's different. There's just so much more at stake. Whether it's a meeting, a client call, or lunch with the office that has to arrive at the actual lunchtime, food for work has to work. That's why there's Easy Cater. Food that's on time and as ordered from over 82,000 restaurants. And if there's a problem, rare, you can reach someone in seconds.
Thank you for calling Easy Cater.
Some food just doesn't work at work, but Easy Cater just does. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo!
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Customers are finding a trip to the grocery store is more like a scavenger hunt. Virus troubles and severe weather are leaving U.S. grocery shelves bare.
Having trouble finding your favorite crackers or lunch meat? It's not just you. Shortages are happening nationwide at U.S. grocery stores as the Omicron surge and severe weather add to pandemic labor and supply chain issues. The Consumer Brands Association says the percentage of items out of stock has climbed from the usual 5 to 10% to 15%. Weather-related events, from snowstorms to wildfires, have also hit shipping and product availability. Benjamin Whiteley in Washington, D.C., told the AP he was disappointed to find empty vegetable bins and a sparse selection of turkey, chicken, and milk. Conagra Brands, which makes everything from frozen vegetables to canned chili, told investors that supplies will be constrained for at least the next month due to Omicron-related absences on food production lines. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at townhall.com, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman says NATO members have sent out a challenge to Russia.
To de-escalate tensions, choose the path of diplomacy, to continue to engage in honest and reciprocal dialogue so that together we can identify solutions that enhance the security of all.
The U.S. and NATO have rejected key Russian security demands for easing the tensions over Ukraine.
Russian President Vladimir Putin insists that NATO must stop inviting in new members. But Sherman says, we will not slam the door shut on NATO's open-door policy. And the U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to lure soldiers into certain critical jobs amid the continuing pandemic. The up-and-down market today, the Dow is now down 24 points, but the NASDAQ ahead 31. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated. Both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. The Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas.
Go big or go home. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority has committed $40 million to hosting Super Bowl 58, the largest non-capital amount ever spent for a single event by the LVCVA. Tourism officials say the economic impact of the game could be at least $500 million for Southern Nevada. Super Bowl 58 is scheduled for February 11, 2024 at Allegiant Stadium. The NFL Pro Bowl is being played there this February 6th. And Las Vegas is also hosting the NFL Draft this April after it was canceled in April of 2020 due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Calling it a five-day pause, the Clark County School District is canceling classes from Friday through next Tuesday due to extreme staffing shortages caused by the surge in COVID-19 cases. School district officials say no remote learning will happen on the canceled school days, and all activities and athletics have been canceled. The in-person classes and activities are scheduled to resume next Wednesday. That's January 19th. The nation's fifth largest school district has more than 300,000 students and over 40,000 employees.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Not too bad right now on the Beltway. 215 eastbound at the 15 west at Valley Verde. Moderate flows there, but you're bumper to bumper into the downtown area through that construction zone, especially 515 westbound and eastern. Also slow 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, January 12th. Good to have you with us. I always love having Victoria Seaman on because I always learn something. When she comes on the show, I always learn something about city government or what's going on around town. Victoria Seaman is Las Vegas City Councilman from Ward 2 and joins us. How have you been? How were your holidays?
I'm good. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. I've got either a head cold or COVID. I was tested this morning, and I'll get the results back tomorrow morning. So,
well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. Oddly enough, I'm feeling great, and I'm a little nasally. But other than that, I'm fine. But my doctor said, "Hey, go in and get the test, and let's see what it is." Okay. And by the way, the problem is she can't examine me because she has COVID too.
Yeah, that sounds about right. My doctor also has COVID right now. And I was sick over Christmas. I didn't get COVID, but we canceled Christmas due to my brother-in-law having COVID. So, you know, it's that time of year. And the good thing I'm hearing is that it's not as strong of a strain as it was when it first came out. So, I mean, I'm sure for everybody's different, but, you know, I just hope that this is weakening as the different strains come out, like everything else.
Well, this is what my doctor said, is that Omicron is essentially an upper respiratory virus, and that so it infects your head, your nose, and that's what I've got. But that, it's like a lot of the head colds I get. So
yeah,
you know, you don't know whether it's COVID or, and so I'll do my 5 days, and hopefully everything will work out fine. I want to ask you, because this is something that really bothers me. I called all around town trying to find a place to get a test, and none of them would allow you to just walk in. You'd have to go to a website, and in a couple of cases, they said, well, we can get you next Tuesday or Thursday, or we can get you next Monday. And this was like Monday or Tuesday of this week. And I'm like, now, wait a minute. There's got to be a better system for getting these tests out.
Right, right. And I think that everybody was too worried about having vaccines rather than worrying about we need tests. And so we've kind of taken it upon ourselves. I'm working with private industry, and we are setting up COVID testing free if you don't have insurance, or they'll take insurance. And we should have that all worked out within the next day or two, and it will be offered in Ward 2 where you can just come on in and get tested. You can actually show up. And we're going to do as many of these as we possibly can because we know of the problem. And this is what government needs to be concentrating on, you know, as much as the vaccines. We need to concentrate on getting people tested so that if they know that they have COVID, that they can quarantine. So I have taken it upon my office, upon ourselves, to make sure, and I've worked really close with April Becker because we needed locations, and she has provided the locations. And so, again, we will have it on our website. It's going to be victoriaseaman.com. Keep checking the next day or two, and it will be listed so you can just go in and get tested. You know, whenever there's a problem, we really reach out to private industry and everyone that we can to make sure that we have a solution. It's not enough to just say, oh, yeah, well, we have a shortage of it. Let's get to it. Let's work on this. That's what I'm all about in my office, is finding solutions. So we found one.
And are you restricting the testing when you get the sites up to just Ward 2 residents, or can anybody?
No. Oh, no. Anybody in Las Vegas Valley can come and get tested. It just was easy for us to work with April Becker because she has some properties and knows the properties, and she just was on it as fast as I am. Another one who's a great problem solver, April Becker. And, you know, we need people like that. We need people like that in government who, you know, want to solve a problem.
I want to ask you, and again, joining us, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, running for re-election. And I want to ask you, the schools are going to be closing for 2 days. You may have heard that on the news. And I just wonder, are you worried that maybe this is the precursor? Because this thing doesn't seem to be getting any better. The Omicron seems to be spreading, not being beaten down or shut down, as Joe Biden would tell you. And I guess my question is, are you worried that this is the precursor of something worse when it comes to our schools, that we may have to go beyond just 2 days pause?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we, again, the problem with what's going on is that we knew this was coming. Where are the solutions? We need solution-oriented people that are in government who are going to look upon the problems coming, arising, and start looking for solutions. And with the testing, at least that will help, so people aren't guessing what they have or having to wait days trying to figure out making an appointment and going to different places. And we do have a shortage of tests. And why did we not solve that problem before it happened? So once again, we need to think about this. This is an election year, and we need to absolutely think about those people who can solve problems before they happen. Our kids have been out of school long enough.
I want to ask you, though, because not just in the schools industry, but all over, restaurants that are closing early because they don't have a third shift to be able to serve food and beverages and things like that. Do you worry that this thing is going to get worse before it gets better, the Omicron? I mean, what are you being told by your medical experts?
Well, again, the testing is going to help that, because people can get tested right away, know if they have it or they don't, quarantine for the time they need to, and get people back to work. I mean, the flu doesn't ever go away, you know, and some of these flus this past year have been as bad, if not worse, you know. So we really need to make sure that people get tested so they know what they're dealing with, so they can do the appropriate, quarantine and then get back to work. Absolutely.
I want to take you in a different direction, because I've been hearing from people that there are problems at an organization that I've worked with in the past, and are wonderful people at the Animal Foundation. But a lot of the original people are gone. A lot of the leadership is gone. And there are a lot of people wondering if animals are at risk because of this. You've been very close to this issue all along. Can you tell us what you know?
What I do know is that I've asked for an audit. I found out that Richard Churchill out of North Las Vegas, because you have to understand, this is a multi-regional facility that's used by all of us. We are stakeholders in this Animal Foundation. However, we have at the table. So you've got board members that are not really involved except hiring. You've got a whole loss of CFOs, CEOs, and veterinarians over this past year. Right now you have the marketing director running the place, and there is no organization. It's not run organizationally with the right amount and the people that they need. These dogs, these pets, these animals are my main concern, and I'm doing everything I can to bring awareness that they need adoption. I've started a weekly program called Adopt a Pet. It just came on my social media today. It's once a week where we feature some sort of pet that needs adoption. I'm changing ordinances with the city to make sure that people, we have a limit of 3 dogs in the city. I'm changing it to 4. if somebody has the capability of taking one more pet, dog, cat, rabbit in, we need to do that, because right now we are having a few problems over at the Animal Foundation. Until we can get this audit done and figure out what we need to do, we really urge people to go out and adopt a pet. They really need homes. I don't want to see dogs euthanized. I want to see them adopted out. There's also some other concerns with kind of finally digging into animal issues. A lot of people have reached out to me through social media, through my office, and we found that there are boarding facilities for pets that have had possibly 3 deaths in 2 years, just from animal abuse that one of the owners of a boarding has now been arrested with a felony, but it took 2 years and 3 deaths and many other injuries. So I am bringing forth new ordinances that anybody who wants to open a facility with live animals must have a background check. So I'm really kind of delving into this because I love animals, and they are completely at our, they're defenseless without our help. And so we are really delving into this. I have help from Marilyn Kirkpatrick, Commissioner Kirkpatrick, and as I mentioned earlier, North Las Vegas Councilman Richard Churchio. We are all concerned. We've asked for the audit. We're going to get it done, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
And do you have support on the council? Have you gauged support on the council for going from 3 animals to 4 in your home?
Yeah, I haven't had any pushback from it whatsoever. And I, you know, Stavros Anthony has been also a big support. I went and visited with him about the issues. I have made appointments with the other council members, but I don't think there's going to be a problem with it, especially since, again, if you have the capability of taking care of those 4 animals, then I'd rather see them in your home than in the any kind of shelter.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to get to a sensitive issue that has been in the news. I was reading the NevadaGlobe.com the other day, and I saw a piece that you are in the process of suing Michelle Fiore. First of all, is that true? And if so, why are you suing her? What on what grounds?
Well, as you know, Kevin, and it's been in the press, so I'll talk about what's been in the press. I was assaulted last year in January. And I really don't want to comment on any further right now about the lawsuit because nothing's been filed at this moment. There was something in the Globe regarding the mayor. I've reached out to them. It is untrue. I have no intent of suing the mayor. So, you know, what the Globe wrote was pretty much on hearsay. My situation has been out in the press with Councilwoman Fiore. I was assaulted, and you know, whatever comes forth, you'll know. But right now, I cannot comment on anything until you know further notice.
What is the legal remedy, though, you're seeking? Is there a cease and desist or anything like that involved?
Let me just tell you what I'm seeking. No one is above the law. No one has a right to physically harm another human being, whether you're an elected official or you're a private citizen. No one is above the law.
There's word that there is a security video that somehow has disappeared. Is that true?
I can't comment on this.
Okay.
But again, once it's out publicly, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, fair enough. Victoria, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much, dear. We will talk again soon. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to know more about what you're doing for animals and you know, that kind of thing, or the COVID, how can they reach out to you?
They can reach out to me through my office, which is on the city website. They can also reach out to me through my website, which is victoriaseaman.com. And one thing we didn't mention, Kevin, because something else happened between the time that I spoke to you last and now. I was endorsed by all the law enforcement in Nevada, and I just wanted to put that out there because the two things that are near and dear to my heart is law and order and number two, animals. So I just wanted to let you know I was endorsed by all the law enforcement agencies in Nevada.
Very good. And that phone number again?
Our phone number at the office is 702-229-2420. We'd love to hear from you.
Victoria, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
There you go. Victoria Seaman joining us, Las Vegas City Councilman, running for re-election. I will simply say this. Again, without knowing what the legal remedy she is seeking, I will simply say this. Two mature adults who have been in public service for a long time, I am shocked that there is no way to bridge this gap. And they're two people that I really love them to death, both of them. They're both very different individuals, and I get that. I get the difference. But I'm going to tell you something. This is something that just strikes me. The idea that two adults, mature adults, can't have a meeting of the minds. I'm certainly not the one to broker such a summit, but maybe a beer summit might be, or a white wine summit might be in order to try and fix what is clearly broken. So I love and respect both Victoria Seaman and Michelle Fiore, and I just wish it did not come to this, where Republicans are battling Republicans in the halls of the City Hall, or where Republicans are suing other Republicans. That's, you know, it's sad that it comes to that. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
The future depends on teachers.
Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a